Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
By the time you say, hi, Kendra, your life is done. By the time you even thought, maybe I should go on Kendra, you done as a woman. It's over.
Nyla, Indianapolis, 39, Leo, school teacher, also business consultant. Mom of four kids, by four men, never married.
Oh, man, there's so much to break down just right there. Four kids by four men. Just don't date no more. You've been there and done that and pushed out kids for each one of them. It ain't for you.
Stop trying to make it work.
Your decision-making skills are horrible. If all four of those men were horrible, which I'm sure that's what you're going to say, just it ain't for you. Focus on your children. Focus on your career. And by the way, Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Metal in her face. Yes, she's a disgrace. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles.
What kind of man are you looking for?
I'm going to say a man who has a good relationship with God.
Really, nigga?
A good relationship with his parents. If he has children, most definitely a good relationship with his children's mothers and have to be active in his kids' lives. What else? Financially, everybody keep yelling six figures.
And you want to yell it too.
I'm going to say he has to be able to sustain his life. And I would prefer a man, if he wanted to enter a relationship, to come into the relationship being a provider.
Nigga, no!
It was at this moment that she knew. She fucked up.
You should have got a provider the first four times. You don't get a provider. Not only do you not get a provider, you don't get a man with a job.
What kind of shit is that?
A woman with four kids by four different baby daddies is gonna have to take care of a man if she wanna keep a man around seriously. Oh, dude's gonna hit it. I'm sure you get gas station attention. You're going to have flings for the rest of your life. You ain't got to worry about that, mama. You're going to get pole for the rest of your life, no matter how many kids you got, because that's just how a lot of guys are. But a serious relationship, based on your resume, you got to pay for that. So I hope you make good money.
I highly doubt that.
Hope you're getting child support or something. You got to pay for it, man, with this resume, ma.
And knowing that, but financially, I can sustain myself, and I can probably sustain them too. But I just think that a lot of men now want to be courted. I'm not that girl. I can't do it.
Oh, no, you got to court a man because you're the worst option on the dating market. So, yeah, you got to go above and beyond more than you ever did for any of the, you know, men you pushed out babies for. Four humans came out of that hoo-ha. Yeah, man, you got to court the guy. Bars.
My brothers and, well, I was raised by all men. Let me say that first of all.
Are you sure?
My brothers are 10, 11 years older than me. So
apparently they ain't give you no game if you got four kids by four men. So them niggas was goofy too. So yeah, that's not a flex. They failed you miserably.
They're all married. My father was married and they were all providers. You know what I mean? So just knowing that.
But did the women they're providing for have four by four? Did they have a Wendy special? Did those women have a Wendy special? I highly doubt it.
I really just don't want to deal with a guy who thinks that I'm supposed to provide for him. Now, granted,
so you qualify for?
I can do what I want to do to a certain extent. You know what I mean? Like, I can buy nice gifts. I can plan great trips. I can do all these things. But you need to give me 100%. I don't want a 50-50 with no man.
You got life fucked up. And you know why you can afford all those gifts and trips and whips and all that? Because these women don't even think about retirement. They don't realize that they don't have a tenth of what they need for retirement until they're 57. And not to mention D-boys who coming through hitting it, throwing $100 here and there. She's probably also finessing some type of financial assistance from the government as well. Women don't think they should have to pay bills, no matter how effed up their resume is, no matter if they 600 pounds, no matter if they got an incurable STD. Women feel like they're just entitled to money from men just because they're female. No other reason.
Lots of things wrong when it comes to women.
You want him to provide 100%.
I want him to be in it 100%.
Okay.
So he understands that if he's ill, I can cover all the bills. And if I'm ill, he can cover all the bills. But I don't want to date a man that leaves with the 50-50 mentality. Because then I feel like that's you wanting me to take care of you and your bills.
I beg your pardon?
And I know what my life is like. You know what I mean? I know what my bills... I've been in the same condo for 13 years.
Woohoo! Yes! Wow!
So I know what my bills are here. I'm financially secure in this situation. So for me to come out of this situation and come into yours to go half on your bills, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to move in with you then?
No, we would have to get our own place. I don't want to keep this one.
So you would sell your place?
Or maybe rent it, maybe lease it.
Why would a man with good sense invest into a life with you and get a place with you? Nothing about your history says you're going to stay with any man, ever. Like, this is the equivalent to a person going in for a job interview and they only stay at each job for 2 months. They got 20 jobs on their resume and they only stay at each job for 2 months. Think about it. Nobody with any sense is going to be like, oh, yeah, I want to build a life with this. And her four kids, and then I got to deal with four children and four baby daddies on top of her family and all her personalities. Hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Now you have four kids. Could he have kids?
Of course.
Okay. Do you want more kids?
Nah, not for real.
Okay.
So he don't even get children. He's going to be the good man that come save the day, and the four Pookies got kids, but he get the privilege of taking care of them, but he don't get his own bloodline carried on. You can't make this shit up, man. And she got the nerve to have a shirt to say something about the risk took was calculated. Is this a joke? She got to be trolling.
Robert. Stop it. Y'all quit playing.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. No, we kind of play.
All right. This was your once. What are your deal breakers?
Misogynistic men. I love a man that I can learn from, but I don't need a daddy. I already had three of them. You know what I mean? So, emotional intelligence. Someone who definitely takes accountability for all my actions.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man. Think about how fucking ridiculous her claim is. But again, see, because again, bitches do not know natural righteousness. So all they do is they always hover back to what they think society is going to accept them as to get that validation.
You don't like misogynistic men, a.k.a. I don't like men who hold women accountable and have boundaries and ever tell me I ever did anything wrong in life.
A man who definitely takes accountability understands that. A good communicator. So if you like got that stubborn mindset, or you a man who throws tantrums, or even too much.
Hold on. What was that? Tantrums? Let's hear that again, y'all.
Better. You a man who throws tantrums, or.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Even too much femininity for me, I'm not going.
She shames men. The first moment you say something she don't like, oh, you acting sassy, you acting feminine for me. Meanwhile, she masculine as hell. It's okay for her to act masculine. And chewing gum on camera in an interview, it's so rude and ghetto. But that's who she is. She can't help it.
How ghetto is that? Very.
But yeah. That whole thing about it's giving feminine, she's going to shame you if you do anything she don't like and call you a girl and sassy and a bitch.
Hygiene is so important. Teeth are extremely important. So it's just best if your teeth are not in the right condition, don't even hit me up.
Okay.
Well, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
A man who got a good heart, good character, good head on his shoulder with bad teeth is better than you.
I mean that with the utmost respect. You know what I mean? But that's just very important to me. And I told you, a man who's just not respectful. Like, you know, if you calling women bees all the time or hoes, or even if you just too thugged out, like, Go.
She loves screwing guys who call women bitches and hoes. She might be tired of it now. Eventually, these women do get tired of it. Well, they don't get tired of it as far as the dudes they choose to go in the bedroom with. But they don't want to build a life with a dude like that. Well, you can't build a life with a dude like that.
Yes. Duh.
So, okay, I'm going to let you respond to this. We had another live, and it was staticky, so I had to restart the live. You did indicate you are a mom of four. 23, 28, and a 3-year-old by 4 men. There's definitely going to be conversation about that. So what would you say to the man that's concerned?
So, in layman's terms, I'm a very open book. I lost my virginity with my daughter when I was 15.
Okay.
And he was 8 years older than me. He was out of line.
Now, she met this.
No, she didn't.
And when I...
You know, but I didn't know any better. I was sneaking and I got caught. Had I not gotten pregnant, no one would have ever known that I even had sex. You know what I mean? So that's how my daughter...
What do that got to do with anything? None of that makes it better. None of it. It actually makes it worse. Did she think she was sweetening the story?
Came into play, and I love her. She's perfect to me. Then my high school sweetheart was my son's father, and he actually took responsibility for my daughter as well.
Yes, I'm a simp.
We were together for a few years, and I didn't get along well with his mother.
What? Why? You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
She is a whole nightmare. She's a nightmare to date. She's a nightmare to try to get along with.
That's
true. She's a nightmare to try to please.
I think I might be the red flag, and I didn't even know this. Multiple sources now have confirmed this.
You know, and that's a deal breaker too. If I cannot get along with your mother, it's not happening. Like, I'm not.
These women think there's ever going to be a perfect situation. She just described him as a good dude, and he took care of one of her other kids from another man. That's the man she should have stayed with. There's no such thing as a perfect situation. That was just an excuse. This woman don't want no good man.
If anybody don't understand that, then God be with them. Go look up the history. Go look up the history. Don't everybody believe in Google?
These women won't let, you know, a bitchy mom keep them away from a pookie they really want. But they'll use that as an excuse to not stay with the good man. Ain't that a bitch?
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.